Well, good morning to everyone. Now, as most everyone is aware, the Georgia Bulldogs football team recently won the national championship for the second year in a row. This past Saturday, in Athens, there was a huge parade attended by thousands of people celebrating their achievement. But later that night, the celebration suddenly stopped for two of the individuals who were celebrating. One of the Georgia players and a staff member were tragically killed in a traffic accident. This distressing turn of events really got me to thinking. It got me to thinking about just how temporary and transitory our lives are here on this earth. The tragic situation reminded me of many scriptures in various parts of the Bible that speak to the fact that tomorrow is not promised to anyone. In Proverbs 27, verse 1, Solomon gave us these wise words, quote, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring." Think about it. That Georgia player and staff member were certainly enjoying a high point of life, but they had no idea what awaited them just a few hours later. Now in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, Jesus taught the parable of what is referred to by many as the parable of the rich fool. In that parable, Jesus talked about a man who was quite wealthy and successful. He was living the good life. The man was doing so well in his farming business that he was talking about, bragging about, his plans to construct bigger barns in order to store all of his abundant crops. Then, later in that parable, in verse 20, Jesus had these sobering words. "But God said to him," the rich man, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" Friends, the past is gone. Today is here. But we never know what tomorrow will bring. No one is promised tomorrow. That is very true. Now the Apostle James, the brother of Jesus, had this to say about viewing tomorrow in chapter 4. He said this, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that." Those words are certainly food for thought and good advice about viewing this temporary life. Now, let me leave you with a very positive scripture found in Psalms 118, verse 24, quote, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Brethren, let us, each one of us, cherish each and every day. Amen.